a holiday perspective from a pilot with more experience than any 10 of us put together. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. As much of aviation and aerospace shuts down for a few days, this daily Aerocast is also going to be on hiatus from tomorrow through New Year's Day. But before we take a break, I'm proud to be able to bring you an interview I've been trying, frankly, to arrange for a couple of decades now. My guest today is unique in all of aviation. While pinning down exact details of his biography is not easy, we do know that the first record of his existence is documented in the 4th century AD, when he became famous for his gift-giving. Hundreds of years before the Wright brothers, and centuries before even the first French hot air balloon flights, my guest earned his place in aviation history, with the first flights across both major oceans, the first round-the-world flight to be completed in less than 24 hours, and the flight of the first stealth aircraft. He also holds the distinctions of being the only pilot ever to fly long cross-country routes in an aircraft powered by animals, the first regularly scheduled air cargo operation, and the first to use a red position light during flight at night. He has now accumulated more than 40,000 flight hours in open cockpit aircraft, 100% of it involving flight into known icing. And he's accomplished all this without an official rating from any regulatory agency in any country. On his single busiest day of the year, he's been generous enough to make a few minutes to talk with us today about aviation, the economy, politics, and the business of giving. Santa Claus, welcome in to the Aero News special feature.
I had no idea you were so long-winded. Can we move this along?
Okay, we'll keep it short. I guess the first obvious question would be, what led you to make the transition from Greek bishop to airborne icon of Christmas that we know today?
Well, see, there was this rumor in about 380 AD that I'd passed away, and I'd always wanted to take this idea of giving to the next level. So I let the world think I was gone, headed north where the land and labor were cheap, and the rest is history.
All right, since you brought up history, I'm going to consider that area fair game. Why are there so many conflicting stories about you, and why don't you just come out and clear things up?
Well, two reasons mainly. First, I find it easier to cross international boundaries if I'm not associated with any particular nationality or ethnic group. And second, after 1,600 years of doing this, frankly, I'm a little hazy on the details myself.
Well, listen, there seems to be a regulatory frenzy underway in aviation right now. It's driven by this security thing. How have you managed to fly all these years without a rating or an aircraft registration?
Well, you know, I fly mostly in Class G space, under 500 feet. And at the North Pole, we have a Part 103 that defines an ultralight vehicle as anything under 30,000 pounds. So even when I'm flying the heavy, all the countries that have reciprocal agreements with the Pole pretty much leave me alone.
So you're grandfathered.
Great-grandfathered would be more like it. Actually, it has more to do with my expertise in nodding and winking, if you catch my drift.
Ah, so it's more of an informal understanding.
Yes, you could say that.
And that still works out today.
Well, customs agencies and tariff bureaus around the world have never been too happy with the arrangement. But most of the agents have kids, so it hasn't been an issue yet. Politically, nobody wants to be the guy who canceled Christmas. But this Kip Hawley guy, he's different. He must be stopped.
Really? How so?
Well, last year there was this little girl in Cleveland who wanted a particular brand of shampoo that only comes in an 8-ounce bottle. She'd behaved like an angel all year, so what could I say? I threw the shampoo bottle in the bag, and over the Dakotas, I suddenly found myself on 121.5 with a couple of F-15s.
Wow.
Yeah, next year they've already warned me I'll fall under the large aircraft security program. And that could be a problem when it gets to the background check. A lot of the stuff from the old days, it was never written down.
I can imagine. Well, listen, we need to take a break, but when we come back, I'd like to ask you how your job has changed over the years.
Commercials? Is this going to take long? I'm really busy.
All right, we'll hurry. My guest is Santa Claus. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Okay. Right up front, let me say that Garmin does not give tax advice. We have lawyers who cringe at the very thought of suggesting there might be tax advantages to buying a new Garmin avionics system this year.
Did he say tax advantages? Could that be construed as tax advice, either express or implied?
Yeah, like I said, lawyers. So I guess I won't be telling you that this year Congress is offering special bonus depreciation up to 50% in year one for qualified business equipment placed in service during 2008. Business equipment like, say, a new Garmin avionics stack. But you didn't hear that from me, right?
What did he just say?
Okay, better check with your tax consultant for guidance and your Garmin dealer for the installation. Garmin. Follow the leader.
See your tax advisor for guidance.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack. My guest today is Santa Claus. Thanks again for joining us.
No problem, but let's keep moving.
Right. Okay, the question, you've obviously seen a lot of changes over the centuries, but let's talk about today. What's going to be different in your flight tonight compared to flights in previous years?
Well, first off, this will be my first year with enhanced vision.
Really?
Yeah, Rudolph's done a great job for a lot of years. But ever since Gene Autry wrote that darn song about him, the paparazzi have been driving him nuts. He's ready for a break.
Any other modern-day hassles?
Well, those old Russian bombers are flying all around the North Pole again for the first time in years. Fortunately, I'm the patron saint of Moscow. So they pretty much leave me alone. But they're kind of clumsy. Sometimes they get so close I can see the seams in the duct tape.
Wow, that's close. What about your operations at the North Pole? Has the economic recession forced you to cut back any?
No, we're funded by anonymous international donations that have been pretty stable over the years, no matter what the economy does. I've never had to lay off an elf, although they've told me they worry about it a lot in recent years.
Why is that? Automated toy manufacturing technology?
No, Walmart! When it comes to price point, it's hard for a mom-and-pop outfit like the one the missus and I run to compete with Chinese factories. I don't plan any changes, but you know elves, they tend to worry.
Uh-huh. Well, speaking of China, is your role expanding there?
Yes, and especially this year, since NORAD's tracking website will be in Chinese for the first time. But I'm running into a few issues in China.
Really? Like what?
Well, first, when I started small-scale operations there a few years ago, I couldn't help but notice that each year I was seeing knockoffs of my doll designs showing up at discount retailers. I'm careful now to only deliver stuff the world's already seen.
Any cultural barriers that have been a special challenge?
Yeah, a few. The big one is coal. It doesn't have the same connotation there. Last year I delivered lumps of coal to some factory owners in Shenyang, and they actually liked it. 3 weeks later, I went back to look and they'd build a generating plant.
Well, surely there must be some positives about working in China.
Well, yeah, the big one is the government loves the red suit. Matches the decor, if you catch my drift.
I see. Let's touch briefly on trends in gifting this year. What are the hot presents you see coming in on the lists?
Well, let's see. Digital picture frames, handheld mobile devices with internet browsers, and those digital TV converter boxes for the big changeover in the U.S. coming in February. But don't even bother asking for a converter, because I won't bring one.
Why's that?
You kidding me? I've been trying for years to encourage people to get cable TV. Anything that results in more rooftop antennas is bad news for me.
All right, we'll keep that in mind. Where can listeners get more information? Do you have an official website?
Oh, no, and don't expect one. I like keeping things a little vague. Snail mail works just fine to get in touch with me.
Are you all set for tonight's flight?
Yeah, there's plenty of snow everywhere I have to land. Lockheed's briefers are doing a much better job this year. And I even found room on the sleigh for Kip Hawley's stocking stuffer.
Want to give us a hint at what he's getting?
Let's just say if he keeps pushing this large aircraft security nonsense and hassling me over shampoo in Cleveland, I hope he wants to run his own electrical generating plant, a great big one.
All right, Santa. Well, listen, fly safe, and thanks for spending a few minutes with our listeners today.
Feliz Navidad!
You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. We do have a website. It's www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. And I heard him exclaim as he packed up his sleigh,
Merry Christmas to all. Have a clear and unlimited day.